The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Let Russ cook in Pittsburgh. A lot of movement today. Definitely didn't want Russell Wilson. Definitely didn't want Baker Mayfield down there in Atlanta. Certainly didn't want fucking Kirko Chains down there, okay?
That's insane that you didn't want Kirk Cousins.
He's coming off a ruptured Achilles. I don't know anybody who's made it back from, in football, ruptured Achilles, anyone. One guy.
Who else you got?
Give me one guy.
Who else you got?
We have a number eight draft pick is what we got.
Kirk Cousins in a wheelchair is better than any quarterback you've had since Matt left. And to be honest, he was on the downslope when he left.
Yeah.
And he's the best quarterback by a wide margin you've ever had.
Matt Schaub.
35 years old? 35 coming off of a ruptured Achilles?
No, Matty Ice.
No, but that's what Kirk...
Kirk's me great.
Kirk is fucking 35 Kirk's coming off a ruptured Achilles.
The Achilles isn't a part of his game, right? Like, what he's good at is reading a pocket and going through his progressions really quickly. That's what he's good at. If you've got a decent offensive line, he'll be fine.
You know what else he's good at? Losing in the first round of the playoffs. Well, so that signing that, just that, says, I never want to win a Super Bowl.
You know what that would be better than? Is not making it to the playoffs at all.
I would rather not and just keep stocking draft picks. The last three picks have been amazing. Do you think Kyle Pitts.
This team is good enough to even remotely sniff a Super Bowl?
With an eighth pick?
Because the only quarterback left at eight is J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Out of the top four, the three you would want.
Jane Daniels is going.
Draft up.
Top three.
Draft up.
Yeah. But everybody needs a quarterback. So
yeah. Everybody needs a quarterback. Draft up or take Justin Fields for that 1 year. I don't really understand it. And then
Fields
keep going.
Done? Fields has been kind of ass.
But there is an upside to him where there's only a downside to Kirk Cousins. Nobody gets better after a ruptured Achilles at 35 years old. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers, for Christ's sake. So,
well, he hasn't come back from his yet.
And he looks old as shit anyways. Like, before, even running out with the flag, it looked like my grandfather running out with a flag on Memorial Day. I don't know what do with this fucking guy.
Worst case scenario, Kirk Cousins dies on the field. You get another high draft pick. You can take a quarterback then.
But it was a four-year deal. So how much?
$100 million guaranteed.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen the numbers.
Which, by the way, I forgot that I predicted this, I guess, but Dan pointed this out to me.
You did.
I guess somebody in the comments said you're an idiot.
Somebody made a comment that I was a dumbass for saying Kirk Cousins was going to get $40 million, and he got $40 million a year.
Sure did.
Well, he got 45.
Yeah. Suck my dick. I mean, he's a quarterback. Like, any quarterback who's mediocre or better is going to get
at this
money
point,
dumped on him.
That's the market.
Yeah, it's not. That wasn't even, a good prediction.
But
I was just
not,
oh, yeah, you're
it's
get a
not
lot
the market. Baker Mayfield just signed 3 years for $100 million.
Do not come to this table and start talking about Baker Mayfield like he is like he is a reasonable good quarterback.
I'm not. But is he better than Kirk Cousins?
Well, we all think he's great.
Yeah. Is he better than Kirk Cousins? No, man.
That's what I'm saying. So why pay this much when Jesus Christ. This is the first time I'm seeing this deal, so forgive me. $180 million, 45 per season and 100 guaranteed. So what, he'll finish his contract when he's fucking 40?
Who else did he want?
Me? Draft up.
That's
get
the market.
Get a young guy, get Fields for 1 year, see how that happens, and then wait till the next year.
Drafting up, I wouldn't draft up for this quarterback group.
I would, 100%. Caleb Williams.
It doesn't work.
Caleb Williams is
Jaden Daniels.
A fucking dud. Are you kidding me?
It hasn't started yet.
If you traded up for Caleb Williams, you should fucking get fired immediately.
Look, so what do the Bears do now?
They're going to draft Caleb Williams.
Yeah. So they're going to take Caleb Williams. Now, they're lucky. They'd be lucky to get a sixth round pick for Fields. Because the quarterback market is close. That's it. That was the last guy off the board today.
Yeah, Fields is a whiff. It's a miss.
Yeah.
You just kind of move on.
You just got to eat shit.
I wouldn't say he's a whiff.
It's kind of like Trey Lance.
He's timed out.
Yeah.
They didn't get enough tools there to really evaluate him in time for to make it worth their while to give him a fifth year.
He just couldn't make basic throws.
We'll find out.
It's hard to make basic throws when you're running for your life all the time.
I mean, it's just, that's not the same guy from college. He never fucking ran. I just want to see what he can do. If I'm the 49ers, if he's out there and he just gets cut, take a fucking flyer on him if you're the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
No.
A well-run organization, definitely, like, take him under. He could be a backup.
Yep.
Maybe learn from somebody.
The smartest move for Fields would be to get traded to the Jets and sit under Aaron for 2 years in that system.
That dysfunctional organization. Boy. Aaron's,
it's not,
A, going to get hurt again.
The system's not dysfunctional anymore like it was before.
First. They're still the Jets.
I like Salah.
I do, too.
Right? Yeah,
he's a great coach.
Salah's good.
And also, the Jets are, like, dysfunctional, but also kind of not. Like, they were pretty fucking functional under, like, Rex Ryan for a while.
They made two AFC championship games with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not, they're not the Browns or something like that level of bad, the Jets.
Yeah.
They're just,
I think that's the move that makes, I don't know what draft picks the Jets have, but it's probably going to be fourth round or later now, right, because there's no market for it. Or they're just going to cut him. I don't know what their plan is.
Who?
Justin Fields. So
yeah, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I don't know what the Jets specifically have to offer. Like, the Bears signed DeAndre Swift, so they got their running back shit lined up now. They've got the first and the eighth pick or seventh pick, first and seven, right?
Vikings need a quarterback now.
I think it's first and ninth.
It might be the ninth. Yeah,
maybe Fields just goes to an inner division.
If the Bears are smart, they'll fucking get whatever they can from Fields, I guess, if that's their plan. But they'll draft Jaden Daniels and not that fucking loser. Right? He's never going to be good, ever.
What, Jaden Daniels? Yeah, he's going to suck.
No, Jaden Daniels is going to be a great NFL quarterback.
No, he's going to be out of the league within 5 years.
No, even if he's a nightmare,
He's more accurate than Caleb Williams and he can run.
He just won the Heisman Trophy.
He broke every fucking record there was. That doesn't equate to NFL success.
On the worst LSU team in a while.
Yeah.
No, not the worst. Offense. Look at their fucking receivers that are going to go in the draft.
Malik Nabers is great.
His unit was the second best offense in LSU history behind Burrow.
I mean, it was statistically because of him.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
Malik, Malik Nabers is great,
but
too.
But anything that was wrong with that LSU team was not on his side.
It was
of
on
the
defense,
ball.
Yeah.
Look, lots to go over here. Final thoughts on the Falcons. This is a 12-5 team. Congratulations. They'll win the division. Congratulations.
12-5.
Lose the first round.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you forget the division that we're in?
12-5.
Yes. Saints. Hang on. Saints. Two games.
The Saints, though, every year they go
terrible.
7-10, right?
Buccaneers, two games every year. Terrible. Fucking Panthers, two games every year.
Buccaneers are going to be fine.
It is the worst conference.
I think you split with the Saints.
In the NFL.
Bucks.
Yeah, you always split with the Saints and the Bucks.
It's the worst division in the NFL.
Carolina's going to win the division.
And now you're going to have, let's say Kirk Cousins comes back and is just 75% of the guy he was. Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and him. Add another wide receiver there in the seconds. Maybe get that kid who just ran a 4-2-1 in the second round and then call it a day.
I think they're probably going to go after that Georgia kid who ran a 4-4. I can't remember his name.
McConkley.
McConkley.
Whatever his name, something like that.
Lad McConkey. He had the best total combine of any receiver.
Lad McConkey did?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I know you can't really comprehend this as an Ohio State fan, but the Falcons are a poverty franchise. you guys have never been good.
No. We were good. We had our shot. We were up 28-3, and it was the best team that year.
Yeah.
And then we fucking blew it because your buddy Kyle Shanahan, and he's a fucking loser.
How many Super Bowls have the Eagles been in since 98?
Two.
No.
Three, and they've won one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, three. Yeah.
And they've won one, right?
Yeah, they've won
18.
One. Yeah.
And the Falcons have been in two.
Right. And we've...
So it's not that much different.
No, it's not.
Well, we went.
You went to four straight fucking NFC championships. That's true. Yeah.
Quite a lot more playoff history.
Sure, but
success.
The point of
we
the playoffs
cashed our chips,
is to
though.
Win the
one
playoffs.
Super Bowl to zero Super Bowls. You're not that far
that's
ahead of us.
Infinitely more Super Bowls.
One.
It is.
Yes,
technically, mathematically, it is infinitely more. But that doesn't mean what he's saying it means.
It's fucking one. Get it goddamn done.
There's
Super Bowl.
There's not only. There's what, like 8 or 9 teams in the NFL that have never won a Super Bowl? if that.
Yeah.
The real, I guess the real question now is, like, what are the Falcons going to get for Desmond Ritter?
A fucking song.
So much value.
A song. They're going to get an Oliver Anthony song. That's it.
I assume they're just going to cut him, right?
No, he's on a rookie deal.
And keep Taylor Heinicke?
Set him somewhere.
Well, Heinicke's got one more year left on his deal. They'll probably keep all three, to be honest with you.
What if you let Ritter just learn from Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, oh, I think
no,
that's...
Dude. No, dude, no. Like,
that's like letting fucking Corky from Life Goes On learn from Einstein.
Yeah, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. He's exactly right. I'm telling you, they'll go 12-5 with this team. And if they pick up a receiver, I think, because my expectation, they'll take Dallas Turner, the defensive end out of Alabama, at 8 now. Now that they don't have to trade up for a quarterback. It's going to be a good team, man. It just sucks. It fucking sucks. We had a shitty coach, too.
What if he gets you to the NFC Championship game? Is that a failure?
I'm just trying to figure out what week you turn
Joel
on Kirk Cousins, but in like a positive way.
Why are you not switching?
He is. It's just screen's different.
He's got a different screen up.
Oh, I see.
Boxes wise.
Fuck me.
What'd you say? I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Just trying to figure out what week in the Falcons' upcoming season you become a Kirk Cousins fan.
Excellent question. So I thought about this on the drive over because I got a million text messages.
I can tell you when it's not going to be on Monday or Thursday night.
Nope. Definitely not going to be in any primetime game. Not going to have that decision. We are the new Vikings. This is almost an identical team if you look at it.
Yeah, but same most
Super Bowls. Bijan Robinson.
But most teams are the Vikings, right?
Right. But
so it's not that bad.
Swap out Bijan Robinson for Dalvin Cook. Swap out Justin Jefferson for potentially Drake London. Swap out Kyle Pitts for who was their tight end who was always there for fucking 30 years.
Hawkinson was after.
After. I used to have him in fantasy all the time. But same team. Yeah. Almost an identical team.
But that's most
identical expectations.
Yeah, that's most teams though,
like,
right?
I know we're obsessed with ring culture nowadays, and if you don't win a
ring culture, it's called winning.
Don't win a championship every year, you're a failure. That's just not how life works, man.
Goddamn right.
Most people fail. Most people don't get to the mountaintop. Most people don't win
the dynasties do obscure a lot of other things that go
Tom
on.
Tom Brady, especially when it comes to football. Because there's 52 men roster.
What's funny is, like, people for – here's a great example, actually. People really pine about the NBA of the 90s, right? One team won 60% of those championships, but we still, like –
And then in the 80s, it was two teams.
Yeah. Like, we pine for that era of the NBA, but, like, all of
domination.
Those – we would be – if that era was now, we'd be calling all those other people fucking
losers.
Well,
in the 2000s, it was two teams.
Yeah.
It was the Lakers and Spurs. The Spurs won two, right?
Yeah.
The Lakers won five.
Yeah, well, the Spurs ended up winning five total.
Yeah,
Duncan's got five rings.
I think the Spurs' first one was like 98-99.
Yeah. No, and that was Houston, right? Or maybe it was.
Houston got 94-95. Yeah,
95.
The two that Jordan was retired.
93-94, 94-95, yeah, because they were during the O.J. chase.
Yeah. We'll move on to the Steelers here real quick. They got Russell Wilson. Look, I hate Russell Wilson. Obviously, that's well documented on this show. However, for that deal for those guys, it's lights out. They're giving him $1.5 million. He says, fuck you to the Broncos. They're paying the other $38 million.
And he's an immediate upgrade over Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, he also wasn't
Kenny Pickett.
He also wasn't bad last year.
He was okay, but for the Steelers as a team, all you need is a game manager to hand off the ball, make those short intermediate throws. Pickens is a lights-out receiver, so he's got a top-tiered receiver over there, and they've got an amazing defense.
Yeah.
They don't need a lot out of him, so that deal I actually agree with.
Also, with
maybe
the
you
Steelers,
convert Kenny Pickett to like a tight end or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just a backup quarterback, and then maybe he can learn. Like Russell Wilson is a smart guy; he can at least learn under him. I don't know how he's going to grow his hand size like that.
Well, they both
that's
have
something
tiny
that's,
hands. They're both tiny people, right?
Well, one's got two Super Bowls, you know, and the other one doesn't.
So he's been in two.
Oh, that's right. He threw that fucking pick to Malcolm Butler.
He threw.
God damn it,
arguably
dude.
The worst interception.
Brady shouldn't
in
have
history.
Fucking three of those goddamn titles.
He shouldn't. Oh, have, yeah. They shouldn't have. I mean, you could say that, but he also shouldn't have lost to the fucking Giants and Eli Manning.
The
right?
helmet catch.
Yeah.
The helmet catch was made up for with the Edelman catch.
Yeah. Sure was.
But like they've had bad luck too.
No, it's they just couldn't score on the Giants.
Yeah,
the defense was sick,
but they were going to win that game.
They were going
to
win.
They had Eli Manning dead to rights.
But that shows you like you the greatest team and the best winner of all time still has trouble winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you can't win. I mean that 16-1 Patriots team or whatever it was, 18-1. Sorry, that's probably the best football team of all time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
And but, he by the way, the Eli Manning and Nick Foles.
The, Spurs won in 3, 5, and 7, and the Lakers won 0, 1, and 2, and then they won 8 and 9, I believe, as well.
Yep.
Right? The year, because it was 9, 9, 10 was when the Heat won their first one, right?
No, the Heat were 12, 13, 10, 11 was their first one.
But they also won.
They lost 11, 12.
Oh yeah, okay.
They also won with Shaq.
So eight of ten championships in that decade were won by the Spurs or the Lakers. That seems more common in the NBA than anywhere else.
It for sure is.
Because again, it's like five guys on the court. Yeah.
But it could happen with the Chiefs. Now, like,
yeah, in football, nobody's had a three-peat before.
No, and I think that's the motivation that these guys need, because they're lazy as shit, and then they just come and win the Super Bowl every year.
They've also had really good luck with injuries.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Throughout their entire
especially on the line. That one year that they had line injuries, they got fucking hammered.
Yep. In the Super Bowl, yeah. But as far as Steelers fans, I you know, you probably thought I was going to hammer you today just financially in that deal and who you guys are as a team. It's cap friendly and everything else. Now you guys can buy some other players. Yeah, those other two quarterbacks were terrible anyway.
I think if the Steelers play it right, they are a contender for real.
Yeah.
Just because of the defense and him.
Also,
if Russ throws for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, they that's a winning season for them. They probably win 12 games.
I don't know that they'll let him throw that much.
Oh, they'll let him throw that much for sure. He's got, if they pick up one more receiver and he has a binary receiver core, they'll fucking let him throw.
Also,
they have a really good offensive line.
Deontay Johnson's not bad, so they got two receivers.
And there's a lot of – it's a good receiver draft, too. But what I was going to say, though, is even though I like Sean Payton a lot, it was his first year as the Broncos head coach, so I kind of think Russell Wilson's going into a better coaching situation, too. Like a much more stable
– Well, yeah, a guy I that's going to pay attention to the offense.
Sean Payton literally said, I don't want to cater my offense around Russell Wilson.
Right.
Sure does.
Yeah. And he actually sabotaged Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so I think this is a much better –
about all that, but he definitely doesn't want to – cater his offense to nobody wants to cater their offense to Russell Wilson.
No,
sometimes you gotta let him cook.
No, and then let's switch over to the Packers here. Gigantic signing that just happened right now. They just added Josh Jacobs and released Aaron Jones. Josh Jacobs with Jordan Love, they can draft some receivers. It's a fun fucking team. In Green
I don't
Bay.
Know that Josh Jacobs is better than Aaron Jones. Aaron's better catching the ball, so it may
he's
be
just
a wash.
Older.
He's like 2 years older, yeah. That I wonder where he's going to go now.
Great question.
And
the
Bills still haven't made a move. Like fucking Derrick Henry's going to the Cowboys. That's the word on the street.
Word on the street is he's going
Saquon
to the Cowboys.
Signed with the Eagles.
Yeah,
fucking Pollard signed with the Titans. Where? What the Bills haven't made a fucking move still, man.
Still, and by the way, so Aaron Jones turns 30 this year. I understand it, man. If Josh Jacobs is out there at 26. You take him for the next 3 years.
He's the best running back in the league right now, probably. Like, he's been the most consistent over the past couple of years.
He could be.
Well, not could be. He's got the best stats. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, though, because he's been the only offensive weapon that they've had, really.
Yeah.
Because you can't, even with Davante Adams, you can't get him the ball.
For that team, Raiders did sign defensive tackle Christian Wilkins. That's a big one for them. They still don't have a quarterback there, so have fun with that.
Didn't the Chiefs lock down Jones?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yes, Chris Jones signed with the Chiefs, and then Eagles. Saquon Barkley, holy shit.
Welcome home.
Holy Welcome shit. Home.
Yeah, all they got to do now is bring in fucking what's-his-nuts from the Cowboys.
Who?
Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons. Then I'll have the whole
that
whole,
have,
that
have a
whole
lot
Penn
of,
State team will be there.
Penn yeah. State boys that are always torn with Michael Parsons and Saquon because they're in division.
Mm-hmm.
So. For the Eagles, I mean, this is a fucking home run signing. It's the best offensive line in football.
Well,
and you got a guy who's hit and miss
Kelsey's
at quarterback.
Gone.
Kelsey's gone, and I know Fletcher Cox retired also, but you guys have enough young guys on the defense.
Lane Johnson's one steroid accusation away from being out of the league.
let him pump, dude.
Look, you got to walk that. That's the line you walk.
He has two strikes, so the third strike he's out.
For good?
Yeah, he's done. That's awesome. If he pops again.
By the way, CBS, their mock draft, they've got the Falcons taking Malik Nabers at 8.
Even better.
Be great.
Hey, let's do it. Like, I'm all in on
just
that.
If it
happens.
Pitts, Nabers, fucking Bijan Robinson.
Drake London.
With Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Do it.
You're not stopping that. Like, that's fucking crazy. Even would you guys hire as a coach again? I don't remember.
Raheem Morris. Thanks for that DEI hire, Arthur Blank. Even with that, it's a first round exit for those guys. It's fun, and I'll enjoy the regular season.
Check it out. The NFC is not that good.
It's a wide
it's
open.
Terrible.
So
it's terrible.
As long as you don't run into the 49ers, you're fine.
Oh, I 100% agree, but I just don't think you can beat any of those AFC teams.
The 49ers are beatable if you stay committed to the run.
Yeah, and look, they got Bijan Robinson there. Next up was Pollard. Pollard is out at the Cowboys.
Yeah, he just, like, I don't understand that deal at all. Like, I know his production went down a little bit this year, but he's still a 1,000-yard rusher, and he took $7.5 million a year to go to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't find a better deal than that.
Outside.
Like, go take less money and go to Buffalo or something and win.
Outside of Saquon making $12 million a year for the Eagles because, you know, he's a hometown boy. We got to take care of him. You should never pay a running back more than minimum.
And I actually don't blame a running back for valuing money over winning.
No, I
because they will throw you into the fucking dumpster.
I agree with that to some degree. But Tennessee sucks.
Yeah, he's going to have a terrible time.
It's like he's not going to fucking be a 1,000-yard rusher.
But it's 3 years.
Because they don't even have a fucking quarterback.
But 3 years, $24 million. That's the highest I think Tony Pollard could actually get. And if you're trying to take care of your family, that's it. He's
maybe
paid.
Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like he could have gotten the same because that's a normal deal for a running back coming off of their fucking rookie deal. That's a normal deal.
Yeah.
He could have gotten that in a better team than Tennessee probably. But
well, DeAndre Swift was bought out by the Bears for the exact same contract. So it was 3 years, $24 million. He was running behind the best line in football with the Eagles. Now he's going to go to Chicago and just get absolutely fucking destroyed.
We also didn't utilize him very much. Like, we would give him like six handoffs a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we barely used him. You can actually draft him in fantasy this year now.
Yeah.
Because last year, he fucked me every week. Not him. It was
Sirianni. Sirianni would just get away from the run.
You guys Sirianni, I'm not sold on that.
I don't think anyone is.
No.
Every time I think about it, it makes me angry.
He almost comes off like super douchey when he's not winning.
But he won you a Super Bowl.
No, he didn't.
No, Peterson did that.
Peterson did.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, sure did. And then they fired him.
He's just already gone. That Super Bowl was not long ago.
No. He got fired 2 years later.
Yep.
Carolina Panthers here just finalized a $100 million deal for offensive guard Robert Hunt. They're finally getting Bryce Young some help there. That's nice to see.
Yeah, and they may Bakhtiari parted ways with the Packers this morning as well. So I think Carolina's on the list to pick him up.
They don't want to.
He's a value pick. He's like 33.
Is there a way to make Bryce Young taller?
I think Bryce Young is fine.
He's nebbish.
Did you hear the rumors that came out this morning where they just didn't really teach him the offense or anything?
Well, he can't see over the line.
I think he's going to be fine. We'll see. He needs a lot of help.
A quarterback is like a toddler. You don't teach them to swim. You throw them in the water.
Always the same size.
And if they are meant
toddler,
to live, if they're meant to live, they will float to the surface.
He's Baker Mayfield type. You know, playoff winner, two-time playoff winner.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, yeah.
Baker Mayfield's a stud, though.
I would say probably a top 10 quarterback in the league, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, easily.
Oh, God. You're kidding, right? Is that where we're at?
Let's look.
You need to give Baker more credit. Before he tore the lat off his bone with the Cleveland Browns, he was good.
I actually have a question. How many quarterbacks in the NFL have more playoff wins than Baker Mayfield?
I'll tell you, here's a list of people.
Not Kirk Cousins.
Here's a list of people that had less passing touchdowns than Baker Mayfield last year. You ready?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, and so on.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, who we were jerking off for MVP all year. Pat Mahomes.
Meanwhile, Baker's
GOAT.
Just slinging
it. Baker just slings in the quiet.
Baker also ninth in the league in passing yards.
I think that sounds like a top 10 quarterback to me.
Yeah.
Here's a list of people.
Have fun with them.
Here's a list of quarterbacks he had less interceptions than. You ready?
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Mac Jones. Who just got traded? Mac Jones got
sure traded. Did to Jacksonville.
What the fuck?
Why?
Because they're dumb with that bullshit. Because they're going to draft either Jordan or Jaden Daniels if he's available, or the other guy, Drake May.
Well, that certainly definitely sets that up. Now,
I'm not
right?
done yet. Jared
also,
Goff.
Also, Trevor Lawrence is not. He's low key been bad.
Not done yet. Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Sam Howell. All of those guys had more picks than Baker Mayfield.
I think Baker.
So he's definitely a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Does it hurt you to hear those words?
Welcome to the resistance.
Yeah. He played the Falcons twice, the Panthers twice,
Doesn't matter.
Saints twice.
Saints had a good defense.
They did not have a good defense.
I swear to God, if Chet Holmgren and the Thunder and Baker Mayfield and the Bucks ever win a championship in the same year, I will kill myself jerking off with a belt around my neck.
We should hang a banner
for
any Chet Holmgren or Baker Mayfield championship.
I'll do it. I'll do it for sure.
On the set.
For sure.
Baker also had the 10th best rating of any quarterback that, that played the whole season.
So. Great.
Let him bake.
Yeah, let him look.
And that's why he got $100 million.
Half of the games he's playing are against the worst teams that God has ever created.
Doesn't matter.
In the NFL.
I'm sorry, he's working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, no, look, good for him, man.
Yeah, you can't blame a guy for passing up a fight with Mike Tyson and beating up a retard in the street.
Yeah,
right?
Look,
I mean, you take
you
the
catch
win.
Mike Tyson when he's 57.
You sure do.
Jake Paul might die.
So
that's truly. Best case scenario is if he literally kills Jake Paul. Yeah.
Real quick, before I get to the sponsors, the last call that I was on before I walked in here was for the Tyson fight. We will probably more than likely be covering that and going.
In Dallas.
I was chatting with Benny, and I said, hey, what are we looking at, ticket-wise and box-wise and all that stuff? Because we have a suite there. I'm like, we'll take it for that, you know? And he goes, man, I got to see what these prices are. He goes, it's just so weird. I can't believe it's really happening. And I was like, because the market really hasn't started for it yet, right, ticket-wise.
He was fighting cans. Like a normal boxer, and now he's going and throwing Mike Tyson in between.
Well, the weird thing to me is Mike is 57 years old. So, like, cardio-wise, couldn't you just dance around for two rounds and then fucking try to tear him up after that?
I mean, Mike Tyson was walking with a cane, like, last year.
Yes. I saw the same video, and I was like, all right.
He's rope-a-doping. It's a long play.
He's playing the long game.
He didn't know who Jake Paul was a year ago.
He doesn't know who he is now.
That's true. That's true, but...
Probably doesn't care
God
either.
Damn it, I want to watch it. We got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Tons to bet on here coming up. March Madness is here. God damn, there were some great games over the weekend. If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar doesn't make it for Indiana State, I'm going to lose my shit. That's the only player I want to see play in the tourney.
Are they in either way?
They got two losses. That's it.
Are they in? They don't need to win. Indiana State.
They're still kind of on the bubble.
Yeah. They're Mo Valley, right? Or who? I don't know what they're.
Yeah.
They should be in, but who knows? They're going to win their conference.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I want to see Kareem play. But it's a blast, man. I know we're all going to be gambling on it. These guys are doing a show about it next Monday. From the Monday Morning Recap, we'll be doing our full bracketology show live on air. And if you sign up for Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, it's free. It's just a private group, so you can talk shit. Obviously, don't be an asshole in there. We do this thing every year where we give away a signed jersey for whoever wins the brackets. Anybody's welcome to join, and it's free. Most importantly, we don't charge you for that.
Yeah, and also on that note, Bob and I will be getting the fantasy baseball leagues going soon.
Okay.
And on Thursday on Fake News, I will be announcing the winner of our Olive Garden contest.
Yes, dude. Perfect.
So just some house cleaning there.
Perfect. Love to see it. But again, load up at mybookie.com and get ready for March Madness. Even these conference tourneys are fun at the office. We got like eight different screens here that are
always
up.
Well, we can talk about one particular conference tourney and the way it ended yesterday.
We can.
That was dope.
Yeah. After these ads, we can. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros talking about those microfactors, dog. Get the essentials in your system as far as vitamins are concerned.
And we could do that a lot easier, guys, if you would send us some more of your product.
Yeah, send it.
Like, you're this close to getting fucked up. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I ordered a bunch, and I need it here. I should have just overnighted it. It wasn't an option, though.
I think Joel might have some back there.
Does he? Joel, do you got it back there?
I think he's hiding it.
You got a box of First Form?
Yeah, he's been putting them up his butt.
Pop me on a single here. Okay, cool.
Then
and then bring it up here and just chuck me
always,
the box.
He's left. Always like, just the tip. Sure puts it back.
Yeah. Sure is.
I don't know why you don't need to lube them up before you put them in.
Either. No.
That's
they're
like
not,
completely unnecessary.
They're not rectal. So you take these orally. It is a nice cardboard box that Joel will throw to me. I'm out, which is why I'm asking
what
for it.
What if Joel, right in his process of throwing you the First Form, tripped, broke his leg, and... could never get back.
We'd put him down like a horse.
Yeah,
but what if he never got back to the switcher?
Kirk Cousins.
Then that would just be
single.
I would go over there, put it in a wide. We'd finish the show.
Yeah, we finish
and
we'd
let
the show.
Him
we
die in
him.
The fucking street right there. Fuck him.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't Kirk Cousins himself on the way over here in honor of the Falcons.
You can't call it a Kirk Cousins himself because Aaron Rodgers did it on a non-contact play.
Yeah, both of them because they're fucking old, dude. Here we go.
Again, Kirk Cousins is significantly younger.
He's like 7 years
Rodgers.
Younger than Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. He's 35, coming off a torn Achilles. This little bag has got six of the essentials in it. Multivitamins, fruits and veggies, probiotics, EFAs, antioxidants. We're not going to the gym every single day. We're not eating the way we want to. I had a bunch of fucking Thai food last night for the Oscars. Definitely didn't go to the gym then. Get your vitamins in you. It's important while you're over there. Peruse their whole site. Their energy drinks are the best in the biz. And they're back in stock at Gold's there, in case Andy Frisell is watching. So I'm amped about that. Order them from their site. They'll ship them right to your house. You're getting free shipping on orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up is bioproteintech.com. Promo code drinkingbros is going to get you $30 off your first order over there. If you're over 30, you want to hear this every year after puberty. HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, and even sex drive, starts to decline sometimes by 50% by the age of 35. Doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, any of that stuff. That's where BioPro Plus comes in handy. It's the first of its kind non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without the needles, side effects, or doctor visits. Works super fast, and it's easy to use. A lot of people are noticing results in days, not months. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of big pharma and their synthetic bullshit, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in our bio and use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. When I say bio, it'll be our audio description here for our audio listeners. And I believe, Bob, it'll be in the YouTube description.
Yes,
yeah, as well.
Link to click.
And last but not least, DRINKINGBROSTICKETS.com. All right. We're definitely going to this fucking Jake Paul thing with Mike Tyson, and we'll be doing a show.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There and all that other stuff. Join us there. Join us at Creed on 9/11 in Dallas. We will be there as well. And then along with college football games throughout the fall, we have some really, really big deals to announce next Monday that will absolutely shock your mind, especially coming out of my mouth. So we'll be going to a lot of college football games this fall. And some of it involves your favorite teams, kids. Looking forward to that. But you can get all the tickets and then kind of join us and we'll hang and fucking rage and do live shows and tailgates with Hardy F. Seltzer there. So go to drinkingbrostickets.com and grab those tickets today. Speaking of tickets, talked about this on the last show that the UFC ones were pricey for $299. My God, did it live up to the hype.
It was great.
That was the best card. If you had that every single weekend, I would pay $100 every single fucking weekend.
There's a reason they can't do that every weekend.
Because they put all the best guys in.
They stack 299. They stack 300. You'll notice.
Wait, 300 is not stacked.
300 is stacked.
I didn't. We don't. Dan and I. So Dan was at my house. We did a meet and greets on Saturday at Free Roam Brewing. Thank you for having us there. And thanks for everybody who came out. So we watched the fight after that. We saw the card live during the fight. And I'm not stoked about any of it.
No, 300 is awesome.
Okay.
It's sure there's not like a Conor McGregor, like, you know, the huge name. And the main event may be disappointing because it is UFC 300 and it's Alex Pereira, Jamal Hill. But no, that card is going to be so good. And 299 was great too. But in between, with stacking 299 and 300, comes these awful fight night cards, which you don't need to bother your time with.
Yeah. Right. So I want to get into Sugar Sean O'Malley. I took your advice on this one. I'm not going to hammer you for it because...
can I read you the text I did send you, right? I'll go word for word.
Yeah, go ahead.
With what I sent you. You're like, oh, who do you like on the fight tonight? I said, how confident are you in Cheeto? And I said, not very because of volume. The smart play is Cheeto plus money and then Sean by decision, which was even money. So it'd be like a free bet on Cheeto.
Okay. So you would have broke even, essentially?
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. If you put $100 on Sean by decision... That was even money.
I don't mind. I don't mind taking a risk. I think it was 3.5-1 on that fight. Taking a risk because, let me preface this by saying with Sugar Sean O'Malley, I was unsure of him because he lost to Jan a couple fights ago. So I didn't have that much confidence in him. So when I asked you about that, it made sense. What has changed with him and why he's so fucking dominant now, because that was an absolute ass-beating display for the entire world.
He's young, right? He's getting better every fight. That, he gets
and
better.
He's more disciplined with his game plan now. Like you can, he was on McAfee this morning talking about what the game plan was. He was like, "I know I'm faster than him, so I'm not." And he throws low volume, so I'm not going to jump in and give him opportunities to hit me. I'm going to fucking pop in, hit him a couple times, pop out, pop in, hit him a couple times, so on and so forth.
And you'll see when Cheeto actually did land, he never got combinations going because Sean was just in and out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, Cheeto usually always punts on the first round or second round too, maybe third round. And he's always so far behind because he's trying to like just get everybody. He's trying to read the other fighter.
Yeah.
And then he just starts throwing haymakers. He never got that chance. Never got that opportunity. The best shot he landed was probably with like 2 seconds left in the fight where he just rib roasted Sean.
Oh, yeah. He got him right in the liver.
Yeah. And did you see Sean limping out of the arena after that?
Like, yeah. Sean's a little fragile.
That was a massive body shot. That would have put down anybody. And if there was,
but his leg was fucked up, his hand was fucked up because he hit Cheeto in the head so many times.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then
sometimes
you know,
it hurts to hit the other person.
He took Marlon Vera took the most vicious hit to the head I've ever seen without going down. I've never seen
anybody
like
he sneezed.
Hit like that.
It was a piece of a tooth that flew out. The sound of it, because I jumped up off the couch. I was with Dan. Even I was like, holy shit. It sounded like a 2x4 snapping in half. Yeah. It was so violent.
And Cheeto's never looked like that before after a fight. Rob Font hit him like a shit ton of times and still lost the fight, so Cheeto beat him. But usually he never bleeds. He never shows any, like, you know, he never has a shiner, never has cuts. But Sean beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah,
that was one of the, like, 5-round-wise, that's one of the best beatdowns I think I've ever seen.
Just as far as your game plan, executing it, and just as your first title defense as a champion, that's what you wanted to show the world.
Yeah.
I think the reason I have so much hesitation with him, I love him, by the way.
Because his path just wasn't super hard to get there.
It wasn't, and then it even seemed like Dana was just like, you know what, man, you want to talk shit? Here's the fucking dude, and just shut the fuck up. And now he's become the dude, and luckily for UFC, you finally have a massive, massive superstar beyond Conor McGregor that brings everybody out. I'll pay for him every single time he's on. I'll pay for him. Like, that's the dude I'll pay for.
And he's going to fight Merab next, which, you know, there's a little storyline there. Remember the guy that stole his jacket when he was talking shit to Aljo?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So he's going to fight that guy.
That'd be fun. But Merab is tough as well.
Oh, Merab's the best in the division. Merab probably runs him.
So that's a huge risk for him as champion to take that fight.
Yeah.
And if I'm him, I'd take a nice long layoff and try to figure it the fuck out.
Merab's not going to hang back in the pocket and wait for opportunities to hit him. He's going to be aggressive.
Merab's just going to come at him and take him down over and over and over and over again.
I would not take that fight if I was him. Keep being a superstar. Dana
well,
wants
him
to
out.
Keep
he
being a superstar.
He called Merab out after the fight.
I understand, but it's still up to Dana.
Initially, he called out Topuria. He went for a champ fight in Spain. But I think people are just tired of champ fights. It's like defend in your own division. Don't clog up both divisions. Like, you know.
Yeah, because you can't defend each both. One every 4 months. Yeah.
Right.
You like so you only get one title fight
it's
in one of those two a
at
year.
This point.
Yeah. Also, very, very impressive and a blast to watch. Dustin Poirier, holy shit, dude. It was so fun.
It was because Benoit Saint-Denis was an animal.
Animal.
That first fucking round, he just came at him with everything. And he's going to be fun and awesome. He's essentially, he's the new Justin Gaethje, where he's not really going to defend himself like old Justin Gaethje.
Mm. Yeah.
He's just going to come at you with fire.
Yeah.
And he's going to get or get got.
He's Mike Tyson in the late 80s, basically. I mean, he's just like full-on assholes and elbows.
I enjoyed watching
him fight.
I thought he was going to rip Dustin Poirier's arm off.
Yeah. So did I.
At the end of the first round.
I thought that arm bar, I was like, shit.
Yeah,
he's going to tear his arm right out of his fucking socket.
But props to Poirier, like in the pocket, I don't think there's anyone better. He just caught him, knocked him out. It was awesome.
Legendary career. Dude is definitely a Hall of Famer. I texted Anik, by the way, John Anik, afterwards. And I said, hey, just a reminder, you're one of the best in the biz. The amount of ad reads now in a UFC fight is just fucking insane.
It's everything now.
So you got to go pre-round, right before the round starts, two during the round itself, and do play-by-play announcing. If I heard that King Kong movie one more goddamn time, I mean, it was unbelievable.
That's the toughest thing, right? Like on ESPN Plus, is they run the same three commercials
over
and over
it's
again.
Same thing
over
with MLB TV as well.
Yeah, it's like streaming.
It's every network now.
But if I'm paying on pay-per-view, which we did, and with taxes here in Texas, which why are they charging taxes on a pay-per-view? It came in at $86. I don't want to hear 400 fucking ad reads because I'm on pay-per-view. If I'm on ESPN Plus, yeah, fine.
Well, Dana's got to monetize and not pay his fighter somehow.
I mean, it's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely fucking nuts. And Anik got tasked with it, and I was just like, hats off, my friend, because that was brutal.
But I unfortunately didn't get to hear any of the audio because we were at a bar. So.
Oh, where'd you end up going?
Reverie. They always show the fights. No cover. It's free.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
It's a good spot.
Great card. Six. And
the most interesting fight was Kevin Holland and MVP.
Oh, shit. I love that guy.
That was the weirdest shit. It looked like a weird-ass street fight.
Who is he? I love MVP. So MVP, I love that guy.
He's just like a Bellator guy.
Yeah, he was a Bellator guy. First fight over in the UFC. Great first introduction to him because Kevin Holland's a good matchup for him. I've never seen Kevin Holland that flustered or frustrated.
Mm. It was fun. The guy that's the weirdest fighter I've ever seen in my life. He's a blast to watch.
He's a karate
dude. If you put Page up against a dude that can ground and pound, he's going to be hurting, I think.
We'll see. He's older, too. So they're going to try to monetize him as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So they'll maybe strap the rockets to him, and he'll pass Bilal for sure. Maybe Leon Edwards fights him for the title in England.
Be fun. It'd be fun to watch. I loved watching that guy. I never heard of him before.
Yeah, because that's what they did with Chandler, right? Chandler knocked out Dan Hooker, and then he got an immediate title shot. So maybe they'll do that with MVP.
Entertaining to the audience. Came out to the Undertaker theme song, the whole shit.
Madalena's going to jump up, too, because he took Gilbert Burns apart pretty good.
No, Burns winning that fight on all the scorecards. Yep. 2.5 rounds, yep. And then JDM just knee out of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knocked him out.
You got to think he's going to jump into the top five welterweight, though, because Burns is fourth.
Called out Shafkat, which he has no business doing. Like, he's going to get run by Shafkat.
Yeah. Also, a little bit of breaking news here. Wide receiver T. Higgins has asked for a trade from the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Shit, man, there's a lot of people on the move. This NFL draft is going to be fucking nuts.
I don't think they're going to trade him.
Well,
he's franchised for the first year. They can franchise him this and next year.
Yeah, if they want to.
Yeah. Like, sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Should have collectively bargained harder.
Yeah. I mean, what's his problem with Cincinnati?
He wants to go on the free market and get paid somewhere, I would imagine.
Higgins literally wanted to stay in Cincinnati.
He's a number one.
He just wanted a long-term deal.
He's a number one receiver.
They wouldn't give it to him.
I think he wants to be the number one option.
Okay. He just felt disrespected with their offer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but you got Jamar Chase there. Like, you're not going to be number one over Jamar Chase. No. There's nothing you can do about
that. Yeah, well, so it's reasonable that he would want to leave then.
Yes, and get a long-term deal from someone in case you get injured. I'm not mad at it.
Maybe the Chiefs.
Yeah.
For real.
Did they re-sign, who's their backup, Browning?
Who?
The Bengals.
Oh, I don't
quarterback.
Know. Yeah, the guy who was winning.
I bet he stays. He looked good.
He played eight games, and he was like fifth in the league in fucking QBR.
He looked good.
You need that because who knows how durable Burrow is. That's his whole problem.
I don't know if it's durability with Burrow or if he's just getting fucking hammered all the time. Like, nobody's that durable that you cannot have an offensive line.
Right.
Yeah, not really sure. We'll switch on over to golf here. Scottie Scheffler finally learned to putt.
It's over.
It is, right?
Just wrap it up. He might win the Players this week. He's going to win the fucking Masters. He might win the Grand Slam this year if he can just putt like he did.
I agree. And watching that dominance on Sunday, I was just like, holy shit.
Everybody else is shooting like 2, 3, 4 over. You had guys ejecting going like 10 over because they made 10s or 12s on 6. Uh-huh. And Scotty's just like, yeah, I'll hit every green. I'll hit every fairway. I'll make every putt.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's like, this is, he has the second, I guess, like shots gained off the tee to green. The most impressive season since 2006, Tiger Woods.
Yep.
Which was the most dominant season of any golfer ever.
All he needed to do was figure out how to putt, and he put that all together on Sunday. If that continues, Jesus Christ, who knows how
congrats.
Many
Congrats, you're going to get 2-1 odds on Scotty to win tournaments now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's the Players this week?
Players this week, yeah.
Yeah. It's a big boy tournament, so we'll see if that carries over.
I was feeling real good on Saturday when Zalatoris had a five-stroke lead on the back nine, and then just...
Fell apart.
It vanished within an hour.
What did you finish up at this week? I had one top 20 with Corey Connors.
I had
and that
Cam
was
Davis
it
as a top 20, and that's it, I think.
Okay.
But, Zalatoris finished third or fourth.
Yeah.
Tough. Brutal. Tough scene.
Brutal there. Move on over to... I want to go college women's basketball. I tuned in again. I did. I watched LSU versus South Carolina, and those girls... ended up beating the shit out of each other at the end of the thing, which was fun. Mm-hmm. This is the way you get people to watch women's basketball.
SEC women's basketball in particular, I've noticed since Missouri moved to that conference, is like very mean.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking... Like,
oh, they're bitches.
Ghetto
they're
as bitches, shit. Just, dude. It's like, ghetto as shit.
It's, yeah, like it's fucking, like, it's not just the players, too. The South Carolina coach is, what, Dawn Staley, I think?
Yeah.
She's like, she's, I mean, they're fucking.
And fucking LSU's coach.
Yeah.
Mulkey.
They're yeah, fucking Kim bitches, Mulkey. Dude. Like, she they, sucks. These people go at each other. It's I pretty hate funny. Her.
But it's good for ratings. Yeah. I mean, it was a great matchup. It was fun to watch, and I knew not, shit would go down.
It's not great for South Carolina in the first round because Cardozo, who's their big man, is suspended for a game, I think.
They're face a 16 seed, I think.
Yeah, they're undefeated right now, so they're fine. It's whether or not they can finish undefeated. The Wild... Well,
finishing undefeated would mean winning the title because it's only playoff games for them now. They won in SEC, right?
Yep. So, I think they can. Although Tennessee had them the other night, I wish we could show that. It was the dumbest play I've ever seen in my entire life.
I was like, did Tennessee know the play started?
I can't tell. Because they left. Nobody moved. They left the person wide open. There was 1 second left.
She called Bank? I don't know.
She did not call Bank.
Didn't call
Bank. It doesn't count.
I think Bank is auto-called in women's basketball.
It is. Yeah. As long as it goes in the hoop, it's auto-called. But that seems like a team of destiny there.
That was never... You never felt good about banking a game-winning shot.
Eh.
It goes in.
This isn't
it does,
real.
But
this
you never
isn't,
felt
this
good
isn't
about
real.
It.
What do you mean?
It's women.
Yeah.
I don't. This year, I've watched, I think, four games this year. Five games. Four were Caitlin Clark games, and she didn't disappoint. She scored 35 or more in every single game. And then this one, you had the girl's little brother jump out of the stands onto the court. He ended up getting arrested for it, by the way.
Hell yeah. And wait, the girl that the South Carolina chick attacked?
Right. Yeah. And then he gets down there, and he's 5'5", and then he looks up, and he's like, oh, shit, the girl that I'm trying to stop is 6'8". Mm-hmm. It looked like she could have ended his life right there.
Just punch her in the puss.
He backed the fuck up and got right behind the coach like, don't hold me back. Don't hold me back. He didn't do anything to this girl. I couldn't believe how big that fucking girl was. Jesus Christ.
She's Brazilian, too.
Is she really?
Yeah, Cardozo. Yeah, I'll fight her.
Maybe she knows BJJ, you know?
Oh, she could be. Could be.
We'll find
dude.
Out like a when I fight
giant
her.
Gabby Garcia.
I'm going to put a blonde wig on and go fight her. No women's basketball is going to be interesting until it's dudes.
Until
it's Juwanna Man.
I'll probably watch the final four of the women's all the way around. Yeah. But I just hope those four teams get it on.
They're definitely putting out stars better than the men's game is right now.
Right now,
for college anyway.
Who's the superstar in on the men's side here? Because we're heading into conference tourneys this week.
Dalton Connect, Tennessee.
Dalton Connect,
yeah, okay. White boy too.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he's good.
Thank God we got two. We got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then we got him.
Filipowski, that little bitch who cried about the court storming, and then fucking tries to trip a North Carolina player.
But he just went full Duke, right? Like, he was very likable a couple years ago, but you stay at Duke too long, you have to pull something like that.
I've said it on the show many times. I've texted Dan about it. I love Grayson Allen. I love how much of a piece of shit
he is. You also seem like a guy that would go to Duke.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he had the grades to get in.
Yeah, it was safety school.
I will say RJ Davis, maybe, North Carolina. He's got like the oomph.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can score 40 a game.
At least with the women's game for this year in particular, like the best players are also going to be like, I mean, not that it matters because nobody watches WNBA really, but high draft picks. Whereas in the men's game, like all the stars are like right now for the most part are.
It's just really hard
stars.
To make Zach Edey a fucking star. He's just such an oaf.
By the way, they surprised him over the weekend and retired his jersey over there. Is he a senior?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has another year of eligibility, too.
Well, he's not going to stay, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't he? He's not an NBA player.
He's projected as a first rounder.
Yeah, he's a first rounder.
But like not a lottery pick. He's going to be terrible in the NBA.
7'4".
He could get paid more at Purdue.
Probably.
Maybe.
NIL.
And the first round, sure, you could be the end of the first round next year, too.
Yeah, true.
But if they're retiring his jersey, obviously they know that he's leaving.
I guess.
I mean, you wouldn't do that if he's going to come back another year.
I believe he's pretty much declared, yeah. I don't know why. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, Edie sucks, though. Like, he's not at basketball, but, like, he's boring as shit.
Houston.
I don't want to watch
Dan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a white boy.
Yeah, I know.
Indiana
I know. I'm just looking up. I remember that Kareem had a son who did a bunch of shitty acting. Back in the day.
Oh, the real one?
Yeah.
I don't
Kareem's son. Oh, he's a fucking goober.
47.
Yeah.
Houston stays at top of the standings there. UConn, Purdue, North Carolina is now in at 4. Tennessee at 5. Arizona 6. Iowa State 7. Creighton has moved all the way up to 8. Kentucky is sitting there at 9. And Marquette at 10 there.
Creighton had a big dub against Marquette.
Creighton had a big dub. Houston had a huge dub
against Kansas.
They beat Kansas by 30.
Kansas sucks on the road.
Kansas is just kind of like pretty mid this year. For Kansas, they're bad.
We'll see.
They're 22-9 right now.
Yeah.
But they also have some of the best wins. They have some of the worst losses, but they have, I think, the best wins in the country.
Yeah. Are their best wins all at home, though?
No.
No.
One was neutral, for sure.
They're mostly neutral court, which is where the NCAA has played.
It is. I forget. I always fucking forget to mix something, but their best player is still hurt. So, co-best player, I guess you could say.
And Hunter Dickinson's still there.
Yeah. At 11, we got Duke. 12, we got Auburn. 13, Illinois. I'm rooting for them to win the national championship. No reason.
Brad Underwood's not going to do that.
Baylor at 14. South Carolina at 15 there. Kansas, 16. 22-9.
It would be really funny if this is the Gonzaga team that wins the Natty.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be...
Are they ranked?
Yeah.
Oh, they're 17. Okay. Yeah.
They're starting to heat up,
too. Yeah, they are.
You might get some value there. Because you don't have to be the best Gonzaga team to ever... put on a jersey, you just got to be the best team that year.
Yeah, and this is a wide open year. I do think the top five are, at least four of the top five, are incredibly, like, it's a hard concrete ceiling to get through.
There's definitely frauds, though. Like, Alabama's not winning the national championship.
Alabama's a fraud. I think, I don't trust Auburn. I don't trust South Carolina. I don't trust Kansas.
Alabama's already got 10 losses.
And honestly, like, Kentucky's in the top 10, and I still, I know I've said I like them a couple times.
Real fun, though.
They're fun as fuck.
Fun.
They just
fun.
Knocked off Tennessee.
I know. They, at Tennessee. It was incredible. Yeah. They're fun. I don't know how I feel about them either.
But as this goes along here, any locks for the final four out of this group, Houston?
Houston's a fucking machine.
I know you love Houston.
Houston's a fucking machine, dude.
They won 14 in a row.
I can't.
I know
can't
you
either.
Can't.
I can't either.
But they're a
fucking
machine.
I gotta see the bracket first.
What is Samson in the last 4 years? What, two Final Fours and an Elite Eight?
Yeah, but that one Final Four was such a fraudulent Final Four. They played everybody that was a double-digit seed on their way there.
I don't give a fuck. They're a machine. And Shed is like a Naismith finalist, probably. Yeah, I mean, he's fucking incredible.
Kentucky's shooting 41.2% from three as a team.
They're good. They have two lotto picks on that team.
They do every year.
Purdue's shooting 41.1% from three.
I don't care.
First round exit.
Purdue could shoot 100%.
Purdue's going to win the first round.
I think they'll make this 16. I think they'll win two games.
Purdue is the Kirk Cousins of college basketball.
They're not going to lose to a 16 seed 2 years in a row, but oh my God, if that's Zach Edey's legacy, that's really fucking funny.
It'd be awesome, dude. It'd be fucking awesome.
Can you
awesome
put an asterisk on a banner?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll get up there.
I wanted to ask you guys, because you guys obviously host the college basketball show. Ohio State's been making a run with a new coach.
Don't let us get hot. Yeah.
They're 19-12. Any shot that those guys get in?
Or they promote them?
What do you think? No, I don't think they're going to promote him. No. I heard on the inside that Sean Miller's...
Sean Miller is the guy.
Yeah. The guy. Which I love. I love Sean Miller.
Yeah, because your AD is a total scumbag.
Yes. Yeah. So is Sean Miller. I love Sean Miller. I advocated for him years ago. Him and Urban Meyer is pounding the fucking table on. Yeah, I love him. I hope Sean Miller's there. Diebler's great. He used to play for us. Great guy.
Yeah, he was on that Natty team.
Sure was.
The team that made the national championship.
Well, that made the national championship. But good guy. Could be a good coach, but I want Sean Miller in there for sure. But any shot that those guys sneak it in, they don't have to play in the first round anymore.
I would... of the Big Ten tournament. I think you probably need three wins in the Big Ten tournament.
Well, that means they'd have to win it all.
Then they're in auto. Two wins.
Two wins.
If they can win two games. I don't think, if they lose in the semifinals, I don't think that they make it.
All I'm saying is don't let UCF get in.
Are they in?
No.
Okay.
We guaranteed, though, that we will be above 500 this year. First year in the Big 12. Let's go. We beat TCU at TCU, though.
Okay.
Huge.
What about the other actual good school down in Florida?
FAU. Or USF?
FAU.
And South Florida. USF is better.
FAU, in fact, did not even win their conference. USF won it.
South Florida won it.
No shit. Yeah.
FAU will be in, though.
Maybe.
You don't think so? I think they're going to be.
They'll put them in for last year, probably, right?
They should.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they could always go on a run.
There's not. Let me put it this way.
They're 24-7. They'll make it.
There's absolutely, positively not
68 teams better than FAU in the country. No. Like, absolutely not.
But just because of the conference they play in.
Yeah.
There's only so many bids and
Yeah. Well, I think they're in just based on last year's performance and people want to
see. Well, and they're all back. All those guys are back.
Yeah.
But it's not like they can just throw a stinker and lose in the first round of the AAC tournament.
No, I wouldn't feel
good
about that. I've seen some good teams not get in the tournament because they didn't play in a major conference.
Or they just shit the bed in their conference tournament.
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah.
Heading down the backstretch here in the NBA. I don't know what to think about some of these fucking teams here. I think I know perfectly what to think of teams. Denver. It's Denver at this point, and then I don't really care about anybody else.
I don't respect the Kings.
I don't either.
I don't respect the Timberwolves.
No.
Go with your head. Go with the stereotype of what you think of a team. Like, yeah, the Lakers will get in. They'll probably make a run. The Golden State Warriors might go on a run in the playoffs. They just got to get in because, like, they're number 10, 9, whatever.
Yeah. The top 10 in the West is set. Because the 11th team is pretty far back.
Yes. Yeah. They're 4 games back here.
The Celtics are the best team in the NBA, but they won't win the title because
Nuggets just handled them pretty decently, I believe. Yeah.
But like they'll be the best regular season team moving forward, and they'll just, get either lose in the finals or get bounced in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah.
Who is it? It's the Bucks, and I don't think the Cavs really. Although the Cavs had a crazy comeback against the Celtics too, right?
Cavs are solid.
Yeah. The Cavs erased like a 20-point deficit with 7 minutes left in the fourth.
Donovan Mitchell, man. And look, I watched LeBron play yesterday. 29 points, 9 assists,
still
8 rebounds. I mean, it's fucking insane.
How long is he going to play for?
That was going to be my question, you guys. Like, for real, at this level, he's averaging 25 points a game
right
now.
Just keep doing it.
I mean, does he keep going until he just can't, like, 45? Does he go to 45? We've never seen it.
Go for 50,000 points.
I think he can get there. He's not injured ever. So, like, is it possible? Could he go to 45 years old?
I'm not going to doubt it. Modern science, guys are playing longer.
And his high level of income.
Yeah.
Haslam played till he's 42.
Yeah, but he didn't actually play like this. I mean,
the last 2 years, he didn't play at all.
He was a coach, kind of, but he was technically on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Timberwolves yesterday. And, I mean, it's just the amount of minutes this guy is fucking playing and the points he's putting up. It's shocking.
He's a specimen.
And yes. I mean, it's worth remembering, too, that Anthony Davis is insane when healthy.
If he decides to play. Yeah.
Anthony Davis is really fucking good.
So. He's one of those guys that depends what night it is and if he actually wants to show up to play.
Yeah.
LeBron would have to play 6 more seasons at his current level to get to 50,000.
Really?
Oh. How old is he?
39, yeah.
So they have to go to 45 years old.
He could do it.
Yeah.
Averaging 25 points a game, I don't know about that.
Well, Jordan was averaging, 20 when he was, in his 40s?
Yeah, 20, 21, 22, something like that.
Yeah.
But that was on a Wizards team with no other options, and he was just in the low post shooting fadeaways the whole time.
If LeBron eventually commits to no longer winning championships and just scoring
stacking points.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. Who else is there? D'Lo's looked pretty good.
But what would be the point? I mean, he owns all the records already.
Right.
That's the thing, but do you want to say it of like, hey, I was the best athlete of all time because I lasted 25 years in the NBA?
Well, there's something to longevity.
He'll never so that would put him in a crowd with like Gordie Howe and Nolan Ryan. Those are the other two guys who have done that.
Right.
And they
Tom Brady.
So Gordie Howe set a record that people thought would be unreachable, and then they changed the rules right for scoring. So the game changed. Nolan Ryan, that'll never change. Nobody's reaching that strikeout total ever. It'll never happen. I don't care what they do to change the game. I don't think anybody's going to be able to come close to this record either.
Probably not.
He came right out of high school and immediately contributed, which that's not – you at least have to waste 1 year, right? Then you have to stay healthy your whole goddamn career.
Yep.
And average 26 points a game the whole time. There's no fucking way anybody's ever going to do that again.
I agree. And they could shorten the season. So as far as seasons go, a lot of players are talking about moving it down to 65 because of load management and everything else.
They should reduce the salaries then by 20% as well.
And they might, by the way.
For real. These players are the biggest bitches in the history of the fucking world. Are you out of your fucking mind?
That's what Barkley said. He goes, you got private jets. You have modern medicine. Yeah. And you're making $80 million a year.
They're starting to fall into this trap, too, where they don't seem to care about the average NBA fan, people that actually watch the product.
Yeah.
And they're going to find out real quick if things go south with the NBA. That the fan, the people that you're putting on the show for matter.
That's the only thing that matters. Because I don't know about you.
It's a TV show.
It is. I don't know about you, but I don't watch much NBA anymore for that exact reason.
Most NBA fans don't.
No.
They just talk about it on Twitter.
Well, they just watch the highlights. And then it was like, who was the guy for Minnesota the other night? Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
Who blocked that shot and hit his head on the rim. It was spectacular and it was awesome, but I didn't watch 1 second of that game. I watched that highlight about 4 or 5 times.
And I mean, there's a lot of young heads right now that are talking shit about Jordan because there's a clip going viral recently that Clyde Drexler was like cooking him, was just giving him the business. It's like, dude, Clyde Drexler was awesome.
Yeah,
he won a title in Houston. He was great.
He got nominated one of the top 50 players of all time.
I believe he also he won 2 titles in Houston.
Yeah.
Because he won in college with Houston as well, right? Wasn't he Fly Slamma Jamma?
He was.
Yeah, he was.
And then he won. He was on the Rockets.
The Rockets team. Yeah. He was
Houston
the
legend.
Slamma.
Houston fucking legend. Lastly, before we get out of here, I finished up Full Swing on Netflix. God damn, I love that show. Okay. It made me appreciate Rory more. I root for Rory after watching that, dude. Watching what he went through last year was just fucking insane.
Now, what are the chances that entire doc was designed exactly for that purpose?
It wasn't, because they kind of make Liv look good.
Yeah. They were on the left side.
It wasn't made by the PGA Tour.
No, but it's a Unity marketing device. They're trying to bring them together. That's what I think.
They are, but something's got to happen financially for Rory. Watching him go through all those fucking press conferences and meetings and all that other shit.
It just showed that Rory was over it, and he's just like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah. And I root for him. So every Sunday, I will forever root for that guy after watching what he went through last year. And then Paulina Gretzky.
They somehow make Keegan Bradley look good, though.
Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, Paulina's a gangster. I love Paulina.
Whew.
Her and Dustin. Dude. What a life.
I know. He's got like a deviated septum, though, that he needs to fix.
But from the cocaine.
Yes. Yeah. He's got to get that surgery because he talks.
He tested positive for cocaine.
Talks weird, man.
Why is the PGA testing for cocaine? That is not a performance.
This was years ago.
Years ago.
I don't know. It's very hard to even test positive for cocaine because you had to have done it within 48 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And here's how I know, because I've done it within 48 hours.
They were testing for PEDs, and I think they were like, hey, why do you have cocaine in your system?
Why do you not have cocaine in your system, you fucking bitch?
Yeah.
It's a better question.
It's definitely not going to help you play better. I can tell you that.
No.
Especially on a course where you had to wait. Imagine being behind Patrick Cantlay and you're on cocaine.
Fucking hurry up. Yeah. Just losing your shit.
Shit's getting crazy out there. Fun to watch. NFL draft is coming up. March Madness is here. Conference tourneys this week. Plenty to bet on at mybookie.com. Bet with us or against us. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Join us for Drinking Bros Fake News. We'll be live here in about 10 minutes on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.